I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up with two members of the Knoxville girls wrestling team, Serenity Turner and Andy Branson. And Serenity, not only are you closest to me, but you've had more experience with this. Just to ask you, how the seasons began for you?
Season's been pretty good. I think our first meet went really good. I had some fun. And then second meet was definitely a really difficult bracket, 7 state qualifiers. And I went against Katie Wiscalia, and I lost in the second period. But that's okay.
Well, you finished third, too, which, you said tough tournament. But finishing in the top three, that's got to give you confidence moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I was really looking forward to, at least second or first, but it's a lot of it was my seating, so I can't really complain about it. It wasn't anything to do with what I wrestled. So,
Andy, what about you? How's your season started off?
It's been going okay. It's a lot different and a lot more confusing than it has been. I'm not used to wrestling at the weight class that I'm at right now. It's been troubling, but for all the girls on the team, our season has been going really good.
You mentioned, new weight class. Does it mean, I got to figure out who my opponents are, who I got to watch out for? Is that mostly what it is?
That, and it's just a whole different style of wrestling. I was in one of the heavier weight classes, so I was used to heavier wrestling, and now I'm wrestling a lot of quick and strong girls.
What does it mean now to have your own team? You two have wrestled over at Pella for the last couple of years, had great experiences. But now you've got the Panther logo on your singlet. What's that now like to have that and to have the school support a girls wrestling program?
It's really nice to finally get recognition. I think that's one big thing that the entire town of Knoxville has wanted, and a lot of our supporters have wanted, and we have wanted.
What's it like to be that history-making team? 10, 15, 20 years from now, hopefully you see the fruits of maybe a team that can make a state tournament, or a lot of other girls can make state after you two come in.
Honestly, I really want in the future to be a wrestling coach, so I think it would be really cool if I could come back and coach our team and get us to those high places.
Andy, what about you? What's it been like to have that first practice, that first meet of the program, a brand new program here, as you've have the Panther logo now on your singlet?
I've definitely really been pushing to have our own Knoxville team since I first started wrestling, and it's been really super amazing to see how many girls are also interested in being part of wrestling, and how many just all the girls on our team try so hard every day, and the fact that they continue to show up has been amazing.
I got to ask, girls wrestling is a newer sport here. What got both of you interested in wrestling?
One day in science class in 7th grade, we got this email, school-wide, if we wanted to join wrestling. And I said to one of my friends, "How much you want to bet I won't do wrestling?" And she just looked at me and she said, "Okay." And then I emailed the coach and I was like, "Hey, if I'm a girl, can I still do wrestling?" He said, "Sure." And so now look at where I'm at.
Did you actually bet, and did you win?
No, we didn't actually bet. It was just me holding myself accountable.
Okay. Andy, what about you? What got you interested in girls in wrestling, period?
Well, my dad had wrestled, and so I thought that was kind of cool. And then when I first found out that it was sanctioned and that people were going to get girls' teams, I just kind of said maybe I should go out for it, and my parents were like, yeah. So I started going to open mats, and then I just decided to stick out with it.
All right. Other activities, Serenity, that you're involved in, whether it's athletic or non-athletic?
I do swimming, and I did track last year. I'm probably going to do that again this year, but I don't really think that there's anything big else that I'm into.
I think you made state in an event this year in swimming, too. How'd that go?
I did make state. We placed, we qualified in two events, the 200 free relay, the 400 free relay, and we barely qualified, but we still went out there and gave it our best.
Of course, still sharing with Indianola, but that's been a really great setup. They welcome the Knoxville young ladies and the guys that go over there, too, with open arms.
Yep.
Andy, what about you? What's some of your other activities?
I play softball and I do track.
All right, goals moving forward as we look forward to your next match, which I believe is when the calendar flips to December.
My goals for just the next meet is focus on my shots and just focus on getting better, honestly.
Do you, at this point, look and see, okay, I want to make state, but I'm not really worried about state at this point in the season?
I would say I am worried about state, but worried about state in the fact that I'm pushing myself to get better for state. Like, every single day I'm going to the girls' practice, right after I'm going to the boys' practice, which is 4 hours of wrestling every single day, and I'm trying to condition myself to the point where hopefully I will make it far in state.
Andy, what about you? What's some things you want to accomplish down the road?
My goal for this season has just been to have a winning record by the end of it and to be offensive in my matches, like to work on my offense, get my shots, my setups, stuff like that.
And, of course, so can't leave without, acknowledging your coach, Doug Hatch. He coached the boys for several years, and he's very well known. So what's it like to have a guy like Coach Hatch here that has seen a lot of wrestling and coached a lot of wrestling in his lifetime?
It's nice to have Hatch as a coach. I think he's a very good coach. I've known him for a long time. He was my eighth grade coach, so it's nice being able to be like, hey, do you remember my matches in eighth grade? And knowing that he's seen how far I've come. So
Hatch is just really such a nice guy, and he definitely makes like the practice like fun while still hard and still trying to make us get better, but he just makes it lighthearted.
All right. Ladies, thank you very much, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.